Hey, Views on the 7, man. Bonus episode, man. Our special guest will be here in a minute, man. It's ugly outside right now, man. Shout out to everybody, man, with pets, man. We know the house smelling crazy right now. Shout out to everybody, man. Everybody struggling this rain, man. Vegas don't get rain like this, man. So
it don't take much to flood this motherfucker either. It only take 10 good minutes, and the whole city is shot to shit.
Yeah, man. So what was the student you was telling me about, man?
Man, look. We 4 weeks in the school year. Motherfucker ain't saying nothing to me all year. Not one single word. Not hi, not bye, nothing. Motherfucker, today, we get to his house, and mind you, he probably stay 10 good miles from the fucking school.
Mm.
Far, he's far from school. It's flooding today. I get in front of his apartment, and the first thing he said to me all school year was, "We moved."
Mm.
Ain't that about a bitch? So what I'm supposed to do? Parents ain't here. Guess what? I got to take this nigga all the way back. Why it's flooding? I got to take him all the way back to school.
Damn.
I was pissed. And it's lightning. Lightning is my phobia. That's like my biggest fear.
Yeah.
It's lightning. That motherfucker was booming. It was booming today. I was pissed off, man.
Shout out to the fucking the East Side ancestors, man. I ain't slandering the East Side no more, man. Man, it's fucked up today.
They came with it,
man.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. But yeah, man, y'all, man, take your time out there. You know, y'all be, you know. All you Californians coming out here, man, fucking up our streets and shit, man. Motherfuckers let me know how to drive and
motherfuckers
shit.
Motherfuckers do not. It don't take but much rain, and motherfuckers lose their mind. Like it's really like you cannot. You like really can't drive. Like it's like it's not even like you drive bad. It's like people seem like they forget how to drive completely
when it start raining.
Yeah. Like, how does that happen? Like certain weather. Okay, I get it. Like I've seen this where we had like fog where you couldn't see in front of you.
Yeah.
Like that shit. Okay, I understand. Rain? Get enough rain for motherfuckers not have to panic every time it rains.
You fucking in it? This fucking weather?
I don't think I've ever fucked in the rain. I'm scared of getting the cold. Mm. Ain't no pussy worth getting no cold. Like, when I was younger, probably, right? Because my immune system was different. Like, now, that ain't worth it.
Mm.
You fucked in the rain before?
Nah, I'm already small, so rain touch my shit. That shit over. Hell nah, boy. This thing is not waterproof, baby. Hell nah, boy.
You think you're gonna get shrinkage in the rain?
Wait, what?
Oh my god.
Hell nah,
boy. I didn't even think of that.
Ain't no Super Mario mushrooms around here, nigga. It's a wrap.
Oh my god. That is insane. I didn't even think of that. Yeah. They gotta warm that rain up somehow. They gotta warm it up.
Boy. Ain't no rain around here. Ain't no rain, no water, no nothing. Just nah. Ain't no shower getting off, no pool.
I know you done fucked in the shower before. And in the pool. I know you have.
Yeah, man, you know the shower shit is overrated though.
Shower shit is low key overrated.
You know what I mean? Now shit. We have to wait now. It ain't even comfortable. You can't even fit in the motherfucker no more. You know, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got no mansion shower. You know what I mean? Mm. I just got the little box Chevy. My shit, nigga, what? Boy, me and wife, you be like, man, if we don't get the fuck out of here, just get on the bed wet. We get on the bed wet. We ain't fucking in no shower, nigga. Sheets be wet as a motherfucker. We ain't fucking in no shower.
How often do y'all take showers together?
Who?
Your wife.
What? That shit been on.
Y'all take showers like
what? Hell no.
That's crazy.
Nah.
Oh, man.
When we was in like top tier shape, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna bring her in it. When I was in top tier shape, shit, we used to take showers and shit together. I mean, not showers, but baths and shit. But now it's.
I ain't never took a bath with a woman.
Water level get ugly.
I ain't never took a bath with a woman. I don't wanna be stagnant in that.
What you mean?
Like, cause bath water sick.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
What?
Nah, I need that water. I need that water to hit your body and go straight down the drain. I don't need it to.
No, that's why you, man. Shit, I'm a bath nigga now, man.
Nah. Don't hit me with no vagina stew. I'm good.
I'm a bath.
Okay, what's going on? Come on, man. We ready for you? Come on, man.
Oh yeah. Got
the leather bucket hat and everything. What's going on with you, brother?
How you doing, brother? I like your hat, man.
What's going on?
How you doing?
Nice to meet you, man. Jesus. Oh, by the way, to walk in the room, I'm Jesus. Yeah, all right, damn. What I got down there?
Yeah.
You got to be a cold nigga to wear a leather bucket hat. You got to be a different kind of nigga to do that.
Oh, God. You might have to, you got to be like a combination of light skin and dark skin.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I was getting
a little
more
tall
like,
and a little short at the same time.
Yeah. I was getting more like G Perico vibes.
G Perico? I don't know who that is.
You don't know G Perico?
No.
Damn, that's crazy.
My fault.
Hey, let's get right to the shit, man. Yeah. This is our first singer on. So shout out, you know what I'm saying? We usually in the, you know what I mean? The rapper.
The
you know,
rapper.
It's a lot of them.
Most people is.
Yeah.
Days, you know
but
I mean?
Nigga, it's our first. Ivan, man, tell this nigga, man. Show this nigga where we at. What we do.
What's I mean, up, man?
Can you really sing, though? Like, are you really, are you really that?
I mean,
you know. We never had no singer on, so I ain't never really got to, you know, test myself against nobody.
What's up? Sing some. You a singer, man?
Set the temperature.
I got to go first?
Yeah, what you mean? It's your crib. That's hospitality.
Let me think of something real quick.
Yeah.
I like it when you lose.
Ooh,
I like it when you go there. I like the way you use.
Okay.
I like that you don't play fair.
Whoop his ass.
Recipe for disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just trying to take my time.
Ooh.
Stroke is getting deep and faster. Yeah.
Preach, preacher.
You're screaming like I'm out of line. Who came to make sweet love? Not me. That's all I'm gonna give you. That's all I'm gonna give you. Just real, real quick.
Okay,
let me hear something you though.
Let me see. Should I sing some of my shit? I'm gonna sing some of my shit.
Go ahead.
Matter of fact, I'm just gonna sing some
easy
shit.
Fuck with Distant Lover, man.
I'm gonna sing some. You like Distant Lover?
I fuck with Distant Lover though.
I wrote that about her over there. But
okay.
I'm gonna sing some. Let me see, man. There's so many songs that come to mind when we in this situation. Yo, I don't know your name, but excuse me, miss. I saw you from across the room, and I gotta admit that you got my attention. You making me wanna say yo. I know you trying to leave, but excuse me, miss. I say the last dance for you.
This nigga dancing this shit.
What, nigga? You can't talk about no Chris, man.
Okay,
what?
Hey,
yeah, Breezy, he easy. That's easy. That's easy, man.
Okay, I respect. Hey, respect, man.
Respect, man. Big respect.
I ain't mad at it. I see, like you say, like one of your biggest influences is Pac. So why don't you rap?
I do rap sometimes, man, but the feeling when it comes to singing, man, is just it's unbeatable.
What's
you know
difference
what I mean?
Two?
Rapping is easy.
Is it?
Yeah, rapping is easy. I feel like as an intellectual, I feel like people should always be keeping their mind strong. And if you keep your mind strong, words come to you.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's where you get cats with like the gift of gab, you know what I mean? Y'all run the podcast, so you know what it's like to have to come up with things right there on the spot.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? It's just, I feel like that's the easy part, especially if you bask in your own originality. I feel like a lot of people right now is kind of like, taking on the trends instead of like being themselves. But
I agree.
Most lyricists, like when you can rap, like you got your own swag, you got your own everything, bro. It's because rapping is easy, bro. Like, it's easy.
You think good singers are rarer than great rappers?
I would say that it's 50-50 because at this point, I done ran into so many amazing singers, bro. It's amazing singers out here, bro, that might not ever see the light of day. That blow people out the water, bro. And every single time I run into one, bro, it made me look at myself like, nah, I gotta go harder, bro. I gotta go harder because I'm telling you, I know some of the craziest singers out here, bro, that they just regular people, man, for real.
Yeah, but a lot of them know how to make a song, though.
That's a fact. It's a different. You know how there's rappers out here that's battle rappers and you got rappers out here that's like, you know, famous rappers or whatever?
Yeah.
I think that when it comes to singing, you can fit in so many different categories, bro, from opera to choir, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can sing like, what's the term? You can sing simplistic, you know what I mean? Like, you got somebody like a Jeremiah. You know what I mean? They can sing super chill. And then you got somebody who can hit you with every single run in the book.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I love, one of my favorite people that sing is Eric Billinger, bro. Eric Billinger is one of the coldest to do it. You know what I mean? And every time I listen to Eric Billinger, I just be like, bro, where does his mind be going?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? But I think that music, it has no boundaries, especially if you can sing. You know what I mean? So
I think you see, I like to argue.
Okay. I like that. I like
that. See, I think you make the case that singing is easier.
It's easier if you know how to do it.
I think it's more ways. Like, you can be taught how to sing.
I don't agree.
There are classes you can go, nigga, to.
You online. You can be taught how to sing, but you can't be taught how to sing, if that makes sense.
Exactly.
How?
Hold on. I know how to prove this point. Yeah. Watch.
Talk to me.
Sing some.
Hell no. Hell no. The bitch is watching.
Nah, the thing is, man, like, the greatest things in the world take time to create. You feel me? Singing is one of them. You're not ever going to meet a person that started singing today and they sound as good as a person that started singing 20 years ago, 10 years ago. You meet a nigga that rap today, I started rapping. Yeah, bro, I've been rapping for a year.
Yeah.
It's so many of them. Yeah. I know a nigga, right? I'm going to keep it real with you, bro. My first deal I ever got, like, was with a nigga who never made a song before.
Mm.
We got our first deal together. And it was his first song he had ever recorded in his life. He asked me to feature on it. I freestyled and I rapped. I freestyled that one take from top to bottom of my verse, and we got a deal off of it.
That's crazy.
Oh, that's insane.
With a nigga who ain't never rapped, like, ain't never got a deal. You feel what I'm saying? Now, you put a singer on the track, and let's see if we can get him a deal if they ain't never sang before in their life.
I feel like rapping is harder. The ability, especially like if you like really freestyle, the ability to just put words together within a minute, within a split second, is just second. You either got it or you don't.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, imagine having to do that and having to create a melody and be on pitch and keep your time and not look like a crazy person while you do it. You know what I mean? Because singers improv more than anybody. Mm. Every time you hear a run, that's probably improv.
Do you feel like the grind is it similar, or do singers have it a little worse than the rappers?
Well, it's definitely harder whenever you're a singer because you rappers, man, it's like you constantly got that feel good energy because you got up tempo. You know how it is when that hi-hat hitting, that 808 hitting. Everybody could turn up to some shit like that, but when you pouring your feelings out onto a record, one, that's a level of vulnerability that's most rappers nowadays can't even tap into. You know what I mean? Yeah. Mm. And then on top of that, like just getting the access. Like when you listen to the radio, man, unless you really hard, like you really popping, like you're not hearing no up and coming R&B artists for real. You know what I mean? But it's new rappers every day. You know what I mean? It's new rappers. Every day is crazy to me. One minute, like, I've never heard of this person. Next thing you know, he's the biggest thing walking. Like, it's crazy to me.
So since you do both, what made you want to go full-fledged, like, R&B?
I like a challenge. And two, like I said, the feeling, bro. The feeling of singing is impeccable, man. Like, every time I do a show, like, my favorite thing about performing, I love creating music. Like, it's fire. It's beautiful. Especially because, like, I can hear the difference of what I sounded like when I first started making music and what I sound like now. You know what I mean? But, like, when you get in front of a crowd and you blow and you hit them notes that you know that you want to hit, you hit them motherfuckers, and then, like, not only do you feel it in that moment, but, like, the crowd feel it, bro. Like, I done did shows where I started singing and, like, the crowd went from sitting completely still, like, not even paying attention for real, to standing up and turning them flashes on. That light on that phone, that's a different feeling. You feel what I'm saying?
So, have you ever missed one, though? Have you ever missed a note?
What? I done missed so many goddamn notes on stage. Boy, you just got to play it off like ain't nothing happening. You feel what I'm saying? And keep moving forward, you know?
Mm. You an in-shape singer, too. What's that like?
Oh,
a lot
shit.
Of these niggas is built like, you know what I'm saying?
They is. Well, I ain't going to say built like y'all, but the thing is, man, you know what it's like when you work your ass off, bro. It's hard to prioritize the gym.
Yeah.
But for me, I think prioritizing the gym is prioritizing my work. That's a part of my image. Okay. It keep me with my stamina when I'm on stage. Like my vocal coach did this thing where he like put a piece of paper against the wall and I have to blow on that piece of paper for as long as I can possibly blow on it. That's going to show
how much room,
like my capacity to. But that's important. You know, breathing is like absolutely the most important thing as a singer. You know what I mean? So like a lot of artists, if you're not working on your body, eating healthy and all of that shit, you're going to get on stage, you're going to fuck around and pass out. You're not going to be able to keep up with a nigga who getting up there. I don't know how Chris Brown do it because I don't work with Chris Brown. That nigga smokes cigarettes and some more shit.
Emphasis on some more shit.
He does. That nigga be heat, but he'd get up there and spin, backflip, walk on his hands and hit a note right after. You feel what I'm saying?
He's crazy. An amazing athlete. As much as he is a performer and a singer, which he don't think he's a performer. He doesn't categorize Chris Brown as a performer.
I don't.
But I ain't gonna say nothing about that, bro. I'm gonna leave it alone.
He's an amazing athlete. I think that part gets lost in because everything he does is very athletic.
Exactly.
No, yeah. I mean I fuck with him, but when you talk about the elite performers, I just don't put him there.
Who you think is like the elite performers right now in this generation?
Are you going into the Beyoncés, the Weeknds, the Ushers?
Okay.
Things like that. I think he's,
I agree with you
I
on
think
that.
He's talented, but you know what I'm saying? A nigga just jumping on stage, pop locking and singing is not
bro, do you
performing deep, in my opinion. You don't get in trouble. You protect the brand. We let us take them hits. I'm just saying.
But the thing is though, Beyonce doing the same thing. She just doing it her own way. She getting up there, she dancing and she singing. You know how hard it is to dance and sing at the same time? You know how hard it is to just to literally remember your dance moves that you gotta hit. You got to hit your dance moves on time, and you have to sing at the same time. Bro, whenever we done with this interview, I want you to do me a favor, do some jumping jacks, and I want you to sing the alphabet, and I want to know how easy that shit is when you get done. That shit going to wear you the fuck out. I be worn out, bro. The shit I be doing, I be worn out. I can only imagine.
No, I'm working on it. I'm in a calorie deficit right now. Getting better.
I couldn't imagine doing that for an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Right.
Night after night. That's what? Like.
And then he traveling the country and doing it, bro. And then, like, your voice is an instrument, bro. Like, do you realize, like, every time you get done singing, bro, you got to go home, take care of your voice. You can't drink nothing super cold. You got to motherfucking, honestly, sometimes you can't even talk to people. Sometimes you just got to be quiet and not say nothing. You know what I mean? Because you got to, this is an instrument.
Yeah.
And it's a muscle. Like, it's just, man.
Man, hold up, man. First of all, you sat down. We got right into the shits, man. For the people that don't know, who is Jesus Rose? That's a fucking, hey, man, that's a lot to.
That's a lot to live up to.
Hey, man, hey, I'm just another human being, bro. And I'm just trying to figure it out like everybody else is, you know what I mean? And trust God in the process, but. My name is Jesus Rose, man. I'm an R&B singer from St. Louis, Missouri. You know what I mean? I moved to L.A. like a year and a half ago.
Okay,
shout out.
Yeah, I got my first single deal in 2019, and it kind of opened some doors for me. And when I moved here, I ain't going to lie, I was lost as hell. So I kind of reached out to some of the people that I met because of my deal. And they introduced me to my management, which I don't know if y'all know, but Greedy Greg is my manager.
Shout out.
He's a big legend. He done created people from AMG. Second to None, Mokin' Stuff, DJ Quick, you know what I'm saying? A lot of St. Louis legends. Okay. I mean, not St. Louis, but L.A. legends. And, yeah, man, and now I'm here, man. With my new single out, Do It. And it got us traveling all over the place, meeting dope-ass people, man. I'm excited to be here. That's you know?
It's climbing the charts, man. I see you working, man.
49th.
What's that like, man?
Hey, man, honestly, it's surreal. Every time they show me a screenshot, like, bro, like, this where your record at right now. Look at this shit. I'm like, damn, that's crazy. And it's so funny because when I created the record, bro, I was literally sitting in the studio. Sometimes, bro, I love the strip club. You know what I mean? I don't go to the strip. I don't go often because that's a waste of fucking money. And you know, tricking is cool if you tricking on your girl. But, and I ain't finna be tricking on these random shorties. That's just not my thing. Yeah. But shout out to all of the dancers. We love y'all. But I sometimes just put twerk compilations up on the TV in the studio to get inspired. Mm. When I want some like up-tempo beat, some music that's going to make girls shake some ass, I need to see some girls shaking some ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
I did that, and it's just, it's crazy because it turned into this record, you know?
See, I got to experience that one time.
What? Strip club?
Yeah.
You ain't never been?
I mean, I did when I ain't, like, enjoying myself. And, like, the thought of, like, throwing money at.
Yeah, that part, that part I don't enjoy at all. I don't do that. I'll go enjoy the company, though.
I'm going to keep it funky with you, man. Like, when you got some paper in your pocket, man, and you go in there and you throw a little bit of bread, it's fun as hell. It's hella fun, especially if you in there with your guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got some fine women with you and the fine women having fun, too. At a strip club, it could be a different experience, man. But okay. I definitely wouldn't recommend making that your second home because you definitely will be broke. It's a lot of niggas in there that's broke throwing their last 2,500, whatever.
That kitchen.
It's unnecessary.
Cool. Yeah, I'm the nigga that's when she turned her head, I'm...
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. Boy, I'm hollering. This nigga funny.
If I pay for anything, I got a hit.
I'm mad at that. It depends on where you going.
I feel like it's a lot of people that feel that same way, so shit, you know.
It's like $100. It's like $100 if you go to the back. Depending on where you go. If you go to the essay spot.
You also got to pay to get in, too, bro.
Not all of them.
I ain't never been to a strip club where you ain't had to pay to get in. But I will say, though, the strip clubs be having the best chicken.
That is a fucking fact.
They be having some good-ass chicken, my boy.
What's your favorite?
Well, you know I'm from St. Louis, bro. So, like, our strip club was Onyx. We had the Pink Slip. You know what I mean? We had Bottoms Up. And every single one of them, bro.
Okay, hold on. Talking about
St. Louis. So, they be like, come her.
Oh, maybe. They like, come her.
Yeah, take my draws.
Wait. From St. Louis. Women from St. Louis. Do y'all have goals?
Goals?
Yeah.
Like the strippers got goals?
The women in St. Louis, do they all have
goals? What? Do you not? Golds? Like gold teeth? Nah, I would say they all got golds. Nah. You know, St. Louis, like, I want to say last year, they broke the record for the most female entrepreneurs in the whole country.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah. That's why when you say goals, I was like, oh, yeah, they got goals.
No, I mean goals. Like, yeah. And,
I mean, I know y'all been seeing Sexy Red on the radio and shit.
She from St. Louis?
She's
been. That's not the one you want to.
Why not?
They not all like her, though.
You got give me another example then.
Why are you crazy? Everybody's... That's who everybody fucking on.
Yeah, I know who Big Boss Vet is. Mm-mm. Big Boss Vet is from St. Louis, too, and she turned up, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Does she look like Sexy Red?
Big Boss Vet, she bad.
Sexy Red ain't ugly.
She not. She not ugly.
Sexy Red not ugly, bro.
She not ugly, man. Sexy Red, she a vibe, man. She just her own entity, man. Big shouts out to Sexy Red. I got love for her, man. She St. Louis native. I'ma always show love. I don't care whether I agree with what she do or say or not, man. I know where she come from. So to see her,
I'm not mad at that part.
Yeah, see her where she at right now, man. She winning, man. I'm proud of her for where she at right now.
Are you from St. Louis? Or you from East St. Louis?
I'm from St. Louis, but my pops from the East Side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I heard that's a huge difference between the two.
Hey, man, both of them gritty, but the East Side, you know, shouts out to all my guys on the East Side. Most of my friends from the East Side.
Yeah, I heard it's different.
The East Side is definitely different.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, man, on the East Side, it's a little dirtier, but they got rules, though. Like, they move according, like, you know what I mean? Like, they got ways of living that a snake wouldn't survive over there, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Whereas on my side, on our side, there is no rules, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's kind of like everybody grimy, you feel what I'm saying? Like, it's ugly, you know? But I love my city, bro, because there's so much beauty in my city, bro. I done seen so much talent come out of St. Louis, bro, talent that you'll never even know existed or came from St. Louis, bro. Like, so many amazing people, artists, producers, singers, songwriters, bro, like anything, fashion, food. If y'all think Vegas or I don't know where y'all from that y'all,
we're from here, born and raised.
Oh, yeah, the food here is not fucking with St. Louis, I'm telling you, but I love Vegas. You know, what?
Depends on where you go, man.
What?
If you're talking strip food, you're in trouble.
I don't know what that means, strip food. What that mean?
If you eating on the strip, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Most people's, like, their opinions about Vegas come from the strip. You in trouble?
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know what's crazy? I haven't really spent too much time on the strip. Like, anytime I've been in Vegas, like, I have, like, popped out to the clubs and shit. But I be liking, like, house parties and shit, and I be here for a day and I'm gone. I don't feel like Vegas is where I'm supposed to stay at for a very long time.
A lot of people can handle it though.
Yeah,
I've seen the city eat people a lot.
Really? I live in L.A., bro. Like,
L.A. different though.
What's different? What's like?
Cause y'all, it's like real suburbs in LA for real. Like, yeah. You can really go to Calabasas and like be like, I'm in LA, but
you have
really
to have
not.
Money to do that. Like, you gotta be living, bro. It's expensive to live in the broke areas of LA, let alone Calabasas, man. You talking about that bread? You feel me?
Wait, like, so you live in LA? Do you have to check in?
Do I have to check what?
Yeah, check in.
No, I don't check in with nobody. What you mean?
That's not a thing. Is it only a thing for rappers, or is it just not a thing for you?
I don't know who it's a thing for, man. It's 2023. I ain't heard of nobody checking in 2023. And if they doing it discreetly. But as far as me, LA treats me like family when I'm there. I've been there for 2 years. I ain't ever had no run in with a nigga.
Yeah.
You know, I can't think of a situation where I felt like where my life was in danger. And what's funny is I live in Inglewood. I live like right off of Crenshaw and Florence.
Okay.
And Florence, so I live in Inglewood, but like on the other side of Florence, you start getting to the 60s. So you're dealing with Inglewood families on the side that I live at, all Bloods. And then you get across the street and it's all Crips. You know what I mean? And it's funny because two gas stations right there. So it's manager like, yeah, don't stop at them gas stations. You know? You know? And they will ask you, like, where you from? Like, where you from? Like, that's a real question.
It's getting weird out there, though, man. You know what I mean? Like, you know, my kid's godmom got a store in Lamar Park.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's down the street.
And it's like, you know what I'm saying? You be seeing all, like, the Jamaicans and shit, and then you see Lamar guy.
Yeah, they gentrifying this shit out of there.
Bro,
that area.
What the fuck is, you know what I'm saying?
LA,
but that's everywhere.
LA, they treat LA like Brooklyn.
Yeah, they gentrifying this shit out of that area.
So you from St. Louis?
Yeah.
How many Nelly verses you know?
What? I mean, I know a couple. You know, shouts out to Nelly.
Who are the top three artists you would say from St. Louis? Ever?
Well, Nelly, I'm going to give Nelly number one for sure. Okay. Ever out of St. Louis? Nelly for sure. Chingy for sure on that list. And and then I'm gonna say Smino.
Wow.
I'm gonna say Smino number three.
I had no idea he was St. Louis. That's crazy.
Yeah. The reason why I say Smino, man, is because Smino, like, he has his completely own sound. Like, he just and then they can go to St. Louis right now and sell out like that. You know?
So with everything that you are doing, right? From the time that you've made your single now. To now you seeing it's climbing up the charts, and of course you just had did you have an album? It was an album release? I mean, like a listening session.
Party. I had a listening party like a couple months ago.
Okay, take me behind the scenes. Take me behind the scenes. Because normally we don't see too many artists like sticking with a single for too long.
Right.
At what point do you get tired of it?
I mean... I ain't gonna say what I was finna say. Shit,
In hindsight, you were repeating
the same thing over and over and over.
Yeah, so how do you still put the same, you know what I mean, the same love into it?
Because you know what you're doing it for.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? I think every single thing that you do in this lifetime, you're doing it with a purpose and with a reason. Every single day, you're gonna go to a job that you hate, but you know why you're there.
That's a fact.
You know what I mean? You're going to meet new people, and you're going to have the moments where you're just like, man, I don't feel like talking to nobody. I don't feel like, but you know what you're doing it for every single day. You're going to wake up and not feel like brushing your teeth, but you know what I mean? You know what you're doing it for. So every single time I have to go out and work my ass off to make this record a hit, even if I'm tired, even if I ain't feeling good, you know what I mean? I'm going to get out and I'm going to put the work in because we know what we're doing it for. You know what I mean?
What are you doing it for?
Well, I got so many people depending on me. Yeah, I told you where we can. We from St. Louis, bro. You know, like it's
how you keep saying that. Like, how is growing up in St. Louis though?
It don't really feel like it's opportunities there. You know what I mean? Like all of the good places for the young people to kick it. A lot of them gone. You know what I mean? That's why a lot of them end up in the streets. And then like a lot of the OGs, it kind of seemed like the whole term gatekeeping. I feel like a lot of the older cats, which is starting to warm up now, but I feel like. A lot of the older cats is I feel like a lot of them still want to be on. You know what I mean?
Trying to get them hip hop hippity hip y'all niggas.
Yeah. Fact. Nah, but for real though, like it's funny. Me and my team, we be sitting down trying to figure out how we can give back. I really want to work with the Boys and Girls Club and find a way to create some facilities for the youth. Back in the city, man, so we can find a way to give them something to do other than being in the streets, man, because it's important, bro. I think that that's the biggest thing. And then also, like, you know, when you come from a small city like that, you know, you see wealth and shit like that, like, on TV.
Yeah.
You see people be successful. A lot of it is on television and on the internet. You don't really get to see it in front of you. Whereas when you go to, you live in places like Vegas, or you live in places like L.A. or Chicago or New York, you get to see people that look like you be successful every day. You know what I mean? And I think that that's, like, the biggest thing. So where I'm from, not seeing that, even though we know Jason Tatum, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We know Bradley Beal. We know a lot of the guys that's doing certain things. At the same time, it's still a matter of who's being that example there with them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, like, for me, I just, that's really what my focus is.
Do those kind of guys, do they have, like, visibility, like, in the city?
Yeah, I mean, they be there. But, you know, it's also kind of, it's gritty in my city. So you can't move around, like, all willy-nilly, you know? Yeah. We see what happens whenever great people stay in their hometown for too long and they don't be protected the way they need to be or whatever, you know? Yeah. Like, we see what happened to them. So I think it's just going to take more, you know, more success and more just implementing, like, that positive energy and positive thought and just letting people know, like, bro, it's hella opportunity out here. It's hella opportunity, bro. It's all about where you want to, what you want to do with your life and where you see yourself.
Okay. I'm at that.
So with so many people, you've said it a few times since we've been talking, with so many people, you know, depending on you and you pouring into so many people, who do you go to when you need?
And, you know, that's a crazy question because that's a great question, bro. And sometimes I don't really got nobody to go to. And then sometimes I got all of the people in the world that I can go to. You know what I mean? Like, to be honest, like, first of all, my manager, Greedy, bro, that's my dog. You know what I mean? Like, he had my back. Like, I could talk to him about any and everything. I ain't never going to be afraid of being judged. He going to give me great advice. You know what I mean? Like, he's just a great example of what a man, I think, should be. And that right there alone is great, you know? Yeah. But honestly, man, a lot of the time, because I am a man, a lot of the time I just be wearing that shit on my back. You know what I mean? And I just move forward, you know? And of course, you know, I'm like, of course I got a little lady that I keep, you know what I'm saying? She keep me grounded, you know what I mean? And she keep me focused and, you know, she makes sure I'm straight at all times.
Okay.
You know, she my escape from from the real world, you know what I mean? But I honestly just believe, like, as a man, bro, we gonna always have pressure on us. You know what I mean? That's never gonna change. You got kids, you got grandkids, you got nephews, nieces, brothers, sisters, whatever the fuck, bro, you got pressure on you, you know? So, you can't, don't be out here looking like, who got, man, fuck all that, man. You know, just stick your chest out.
So, for me, like, it seems like, when I look at it, from the outside looking in, it always seems like celebrity seems like a prison, right? It seems like once you get to a certain level, you can't really move the way you want to move. You know, you're not free to be yourself, right?
Yeah.
You're a product of the people.
Yeah.
Are you prepared for that?
I think that in order to get to the levels that we want to get to, we're going to have to understand that, like, we don't know everything.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I think a lot of the time, even me, I struggle with this all the time, bro. But me and my team, we be, I swear, even just last night, bro, like, I'm sitting there talking to my team, like, this, and this. And they like, yeah, but this, like, we constantly, every artist, bro, the way we create is through our form of expression. It's how we become who we become, you know what I mean? But there is a difference between the people who listen and are willing to take in information and evolve and become something greater.
Yeah.
And also understand what you are to the people that watch you. And then there's the people who don't give a fuck. And we see the example that they set and how they limit themselves. I mean, I don't gotta say no names, but it's some of the people that we expected to have great, big, huge, long-lasting careers.
Yep.
They made one bad decision because they didn't listen to the people around them.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, now they stifled themselves and they mountain turned into a plateau. So I just, you know, I don't, at the end of the day, I'm still my own person, you know, and I know what I stand for. And I know that the people that watch me, they know what I stand for. And I ain't going to budge on that. You know, my beliefs is my beliefs, who I love, what I do, how I feel. That's all me. But what we doing it for is the most important thing. You know what I mean? At the end of the day.
I'm mad at that.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy, that's in the Bible somewhere.
Yeah, your beliefs are your beliefs. Okay, so reading your bio, it said you considered Blackstreet R&B great. You really believe that?
But
if you how many don't group, leave me?
How many groups out here can you like go back and listen to their music and be like, damn, this shit hit today? How many groups can you name?
A few.
A couple of them, right?
A few, yeah.
But Blackstreet is definitely in the top of that. Like five? Top five groups?
You think Blackstreet's top five groups?
Groups? R&B groups? Name five R&B groups.
Name five of them?
Five.
Jodeci, No Edition, 112, Jagged Edge. Shit.
Boyz II Men.
Boyz II Men, Day 26.
You just put Day 26 up there, bro.
You said name them. You didn't say, are they better than Blackstreet? You said name them.
Blackstreet is definitely one of them, bro. Are you kidding me?
Top five?
Oh,
I definitely don't got them top five.
That's cool.
Drew Hill?
Drew Hill definitely up there, too.
So what are we talking about?
All I'm saying is, for me, that's who I, when I think about, like, songs that I, to this day, if somebody was to be like, sing something, I'm probably gonna stick, like, I'm gonna slide on a Blackstreet song. Where I'm, you know, and that's just.
You got your problems, baby.
And I got my.
Ooh, like, what are we talking about? That's crazy. But you listen to.
Just send it all out, putting it together.
But you'll put on 1.512.
That boy gonna definitely sing some. You an NSYNC ass nigga, huh?
I love NSYNC.
They hard as fuck.
I love NSYNC. What are we talking about?
NSYNC is hard. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, he fucked up. I thought he was gonna say like motherfucking Backstreet Boys or some shit.
Nah, Backstreet Boys is hard too. I ain't gonna lie. Then both of them was hard.
We're
I ain't gonna lie.
Not fuck with NSYNC though. We not doing that. We not fuck with the white boys.
They hard though.
Absolutely. Well, shit, man. Yeah. Man, we could have kept going, man. We had a whole bunch of shit.
We gotta wrap it up.
We have to run this back. Yeah. Man, what?
Hold on. Okay, so before we get out of here. I do have something. So, is this an interview or is this a conversation?
Whatever you want it to be. What's
okay, because I do have a gripe.
Talk to me.
Okay, so I read your bio, right?
Uh-huh.
I read your bio. And so, reading your bio, I kind of got an impression of who you were as an artist and therefore what the music was going to sound like.
Mm.
When I listened, I don't feel like who I read about was who I listened to.
Did you listen to all of the music that
I listened to all the music that was available to me, yes.
So what did you expect whenever you read the bio?
I expected more like old school R&B, like with a new twist on it, but like more old school R&B. I expected to hear some Blackstreet shit.
Yeah.
Nah.
That's not
2023.
That again, this is what I expected based on what I read in the bio.
So I love this, bro. I love this.
So did I misread?
Whenever we get done, I'm going to personally send you some records, bro.
Okay.
Because what we about to drop, first of all, I'm working on a project right now called Love Hurts.
Mm. Okay.
And what we about to drop embodies that very nostalgic feel of all of that early, you know, 90s, late 80s, you know what I'm saying, early 2000s, all of them vibes. We got that. You know what I mean?
All right.
I fucked with the music, man. I get like emotionally unavailable vibes, bro.
So for me, it was only four songs available. Two of them were shaking ass songs.
Mm-hmm. That's because you got to play the game, man.
You got the I'm going down.
I didn't count that one. I counted.
But you heard the vibes on I'm Going Down.
Yeah, but that's a classic record, and that's a flip, right? I'm counting original music.
Wait till you hear Drowning, bro.
Okay.
Wait till you hear Foreplay. Love Thing. Wait till you hear Food. Ooh, when you hear Food.
I like Food. I fuck with food. I give you Food. I'm giving you that one.
I'm about to say, quit playing.
I give you food.
And I got harmonies. I'm talking about everything. And I orchestrate everything myself. I do everything. I engineer my music. I mix my music. I write my music. Mm. I do everything. Like, it ain't so. I can't wait till I got a team of writers to help me do it, because then it's really going to go stupid. But, bro, trust me, when I tell you, like, that very feel that you're talking about, we embody that.
Brother, I'm proud of you. And I'm glad you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if he expected us to be sitting down with a Quiet Storm, nigga, but that's not good. 2023, that is crazy.
That's what I expected based on what I read in the Bible. So I'm like, okay.
I'm grateful, because that's what I wanted you to feel.
Okay.
That's what we wanted you to feel. You know what I mean?
So I'm not off base.
No. Okay, cool. You on point. I'm excited, bro. I'm excited.
Bro, it's in the lead bio. It's in the lead bio.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I expected this. I read the bio first, so I expected the music to sound like this when I heard it, and it didn't.
Yeah,
That's crazy. So I'd be lying to you if I said
you gotta play the game, man.
I feel you. If that's what you're on, then cool. I'm with that.
Yeah, you gotta play the game.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Well, man, tell the people, man, where they can find you, and tell them about this single that we finna play real quick.
Yes, sir. My name is Jesus Rose, aka J Rose, and you can find me everywhere, J-E-Z-U-S Rose, on every single platform. And this new single is "Do It." It's my new single. It's everywhere, man. And yeah, let's get it. It's
yeah, on. Man. Before we, because I had to test you. You know what I'm saying? So, I indulge a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to wifey. You know what I'm saying? So I had to throw it in our, our group chat and shit. I ain't say nothing, though. I just threw one of your, You know what I mean? And he was like, oh, you said I'm good. I was like, okay.
I appreciate that.
I appreciate that. Yeah, yeah. So shout out, man. And, shout out to, you know what I'm saying? Do it. Let's go.
Baby, why the hell you so thick? Waist small, ass so big. Bend it over, let me see it real quick. Bend it over, let me see it real quick. You can do it, 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 yeah. You can do it, 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 yeah. Shaking on that booty on your bestie. Waist snatched ass on hefty. Looking for a nigga that's wealthy. Yeah, you classy and you ratchet, girl, you my type. And you ain't got no panties on. Keep it real, I can tell you a freak, yeah. Move that ass like you put it in a G-code. Up, down, up, left, right. Baby, why the hell you so thick? Waist small, ass so big. Bend it over, let me see it real quick. Bend it over, let me see it real quick. You can do it, 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 yeah. You can do it, 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 yeah. Put your hands up, then shake your ass. If your ex in the building, let's make them mad. Drop it down, pick it up, then make it clap. Put it on your best friend, then shake it fast. Now make that left cheek bounce, 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 bounce. Now make that